I got kicked off the table for sacrificing my characters to save others. This happened about 10 years ago when I was in a rather epic campaign, played over the course of about 2.5 years in a persistent setting. Plot: an incredibly powerful Dracolich, imbued with an aspect of an evil god, tried taking over the world with his undead armies. It was my first campaign with these guys, but it was awesome. The GM knew how to capture our hearts and feelings. Amazing role-playing ensued. Memorable moments happened and all. I played a female wizard. The others were mostly martial characters. Due to the nature of our enemy being magical, there was quite a spotlight on my character, as I was the only one really trained in the skills to research this. Also, a few other predicaments happened that I was able to solve with unforeseen use of my magical spells, which might have made a few of the other players feel uncomfortable. Now, during the campaign over the course of 2.5 years real time, we forged alliances and weapons to use in the climactic battle against our enemy and his undead hordes, while also researching his origins and bond to the god. While doing the latter, it turned out that in all likelihood his link to the god was so strong, he may just turn out to be completely invulnerable, and all of our combined efforts to defeat him might be doomed. Our research was not entirely conclusive, but it might be possible to cut the link with the evil god before the battle, by transferring it upon yourself. However, that would involve making a pact with the evil god and selling your eternal soul, which of course was out of the question for pretty much all the god-fearing characters. That is, all except my wizard, but I was unable to tell my comrades about my plans, as they would have surely slain my character on the spot for even thinking about it. So I talked with the GM in private, and he was thrilled by the idea, ran a solo session in secret with me about forging a pact with the evil god, and I prepared some sequestered spells for use during the battle. The day of the battle came and armies of tens of thousands came together to defeat the Dracolich and his armies. During the epic battle with the hordes, our enemy made his appearance and with valiant effort we were able to bring it down to the ground, but we were not actually dealing any kind of significant damage to it. That was when my wizard invoked the pact she made in the night before, to take the aspect of the demon upon herself. It worked. The aspect was transferred to my character in a literal light show of special effects, and, almost as expected, all my former friends turned around and targeted my character with their strongest attacks. That is when she invoked the sequestered spells prepared beforehand, hiding behind a force wall and teleporting to safety, the evil god's aspect still inside of her. The Dracolich and his armies fell swiftly after that, but the former friends of my character swore revenge on her for betraying them. All in all, amazing campaign, and in the end the heroes saved the day, and my old character, now a possible future antagonist, surely soon to be overpowered by the god's influence, ruled over newly resurrected undead somewhere far away. The end? So next we were about to start a new campaign. I rolled up a new character, a roguish non-spellcaster this time, as I didn't want to be the focus yet again. When we met for the first session of the new campaign, the other players gathered and let me know that they decided that I will no longer be a part of this group, nor any other group any of them played in. Their reason being, I had shown my true colors by forging a pact with their enemy, so they would never be able to trust any character I played anymore. Furthermore, I was informed that they have decided to remove my old character from history of the campaign world, and retconned that their old characters defeated the Dracolich on their own terms. The GM later told me in private that he was outvoted by the other players, that he really loved what I did. In fact, it would never have been possible for all of our combined efforts to take the dragon down, had I not done this. There originally were other ways to defeat our enemy, but we did not go that route for various reasons. But the other players were too adamant in their position, and he didn't want to lose his group, so joining the others and kicking me out was the way of least resistance. I was pretty devastated at that time, as the roleplay and interaction I had with this group was so amazing, but I got over it eventually. So in the end, my character saved everybody by pretty much turning herself to the dark side, and I got booted from one of my favorite groups for it. This story shows the complexities of trust, sacrifice, and the consequences of our actions, even when done with good intentions. The experience serves as a reminder that collaboration and communication are vital in maintaining harmony within a role-playing group. Now let us go through another story where the sacrifice messed up the whole campaign. As the game master, I had spent countless hours preparing for this campaign, weaving an intricate story of adventure and danger for my players. I was excited to have a new player join our group, bringing with them fresh ideas and a unique character to add to the mix. Little did I know that this newcomer would ultimately bring chaos and betrayal to our table. Over the months, I watched as the group forged strong bonds, both in and out of the game. They faced challenges together, relied on each other's strengths, and celebrated their victories. It was gratifying to see my players immersed in the story and invested in their characters. However, I started to notice something unsettling about our newcomer's rogue. He seemed to be actively working against the group, sowing discord and subtly undermining their progress. As a GM, I strive to allow players the freedom to make their own choices and shape the story, but I began to worry that this player's actions would lead to disaster. The campaign reaches its peak as the players confronted the ancient evil that threatened to consume the world. As they prepared for the final battle, I hoped that our newcomer would set aside his machinations and join the group in their efforts to save the world. But instead, he chose the path of betrayal. I could barely contain my shock as the rogue revealed his allegiance to the ancient enemy and turned against his fellow adventurers. The players were horrified, struggling to process this sudden twist. I did my best to keep the game moving, describing the epic battle that ensued as the heroes fought not only the ancient enemy, but also their traitorous former ally. In the end, the rogue was triumphant, the world was lost, and the campaign came to a bitter, abrupt conclusion. I could see the pain and confusion on the faces of the other players as they tried to come to terms with what had happened. They demanded an explanation from the rogue's player, but his response was dismissive and smug. He seemed to revel in his betrayal, uncaring of the damage he had done to the game, and the trust among the players. As the GM, I knew that I had to address the situation. I explained that while betrayal could be a compelling story element, the way it had been executed in this case had not only derailed the campaign, but also damaged the trust and camaraderie between the players. The other players agreed, expressing their hurt and frustration at the newcomer's actions. With a heavy heart, I informed the rogue's player that he was no longer welcome in our group. His choices had shown a lack of respect for both the game and the other players, and it was clear that he could not be trusted to be a team player. He left without protest, and our group was left to pick up the pieces. In the aftermath of the campaign's tragic conclusion, I struggled with feelings of guilt and disappointment. As the GM, I felt responsible for allowing the situation to escalate to this point. I vowed to learn from this experience, and to be more vigilant in the future, ensuring that the trust and camaraderie of my players would be protected above all else. A tight-knit role-playing group faced turmoil when a newcomer's betrayal disrupted their campaign. The Game Master struggled to manage the fallout, ultimately witnessing the player's expulsion. This story underscores the value of trust and collaboration in creating memorable and enjoyable shared experiences in role-playing games.